You know, one of the things that it's very difficult to communicate with the public is just the entire structure of funding for a city. It's extremely complicated. As it is, we have, ever since the bankruptcy, had these two taxes to both support the public service, public safety, and also to help retire the debt. We are accumulating the funds and for the debt retirement, and we are also utilizing fully 100% of these specified funds for their intended purpose, which is police and fire. The bottom line is that what we're looking for in additional tax is $10 a month for 10 more cops. I think that's a pretty reasonable request on the community. $10 a month for 10 more cops to be out there, which will radically increase our police capability and add to the protection of the community. Now, in these times, and I think anybody can look at the newspapers, listen to the news, desperate people resort to desperate means. It happens all over, everywhere. I'm not so sure that Desert Hot Springs is getting hit worse than anybody else with some of the crimes. You listen to the home invasion burglaries and things like that in the other cities. The things that I am convinced is that we're responding faster than some of the other communities. I dare say that there's a lot of convenience store murders in this valley that have not been solved, let alone solved within 10 days. And I don't want to put them on the spot, but Chief, you've set a record for yourself, so let's see what happens on this last one. And I'm confident in our officers. And you deserve the support of the community. Another thing, and it's been mentioned many, many times, is the foreclosures. The thing that the foreclosures are doing to our neighborhoods is terrible. Because there's a lot of opportunistic people who are coming in, buying up these houses at very low ball prices. That depreciates the values of all of the homes in the area. When the value of the homes in the area is depreciated, the assessed valuation then must be reduced. Therefore, your property tax will be lower. However, if you have this fixed tax, the city will not receive lower funds. We will get our fair share. So the net result is, even with these measures passing on the ballot, many people will end up with a lower property tax, especially anybody who's bought their house within the last 4 or 5 years. People who purchased their house prior to 2002 probably will not see a decrease in the property tax. The LA Times last week, or the day before yesterday, sometime, I can't remember, I'm getting old, but there was an article older than you, Charlie. The LA Times had an article saying that all property in California was now at 2002 rates. So, yikes. And interestingly enough, those are the properties built after 2002 that are all going into foreclosure. So we're going to see a major shift in the populace of Desert Hot Springs from a landlord owning community, or excuse me, I should shut this thing off, but I don't know how. We're seeing a major shift from owner residents.
Owner-occupied.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. To of our properties, not just rental units, but the majority of our properties are going to be rentals. And that brings with it another set of problems, which is going to demand that much more law enforcement and fire protection. And vacant lots are not subject to home invasion burglaries. Vacant lots, sometimes somebody will set a trash fire there, but that's minor compared to a house fire. So to try and equate this tax and put it on the vacant lots is disproportionate to the amount of service that's required by those vacant lots. Now, Ms. Martin made the comment that the BIA was left off the hook by virtue of the fact that the council voted for a reduction. We changed the amount of the developer impact fees, but it was increased to fourfold or threefold. However, that portion of the developer impact fees for police and fire was not decreased at all. You see, the developer impact fee isn't one big pot of money. It's a pot of money that is designated for specific areas. And the only parts of that fee that were reduced was that regarding parks and that regarding flood control. Everybody else was fully funded or fully charged in what we did. The reason the parks was not fully, why we didn't go along with the original proposed amount from city staff, is the fact that we were lacking good documentation on the parks. But by the way, if you finally, Scott, I drove by the new Little League field on Cactus, and I tell you, that is absolutely spectacular. We're going to be the envy of every city. But anyway, we are working diligently to come up with a parks master plan that can be written down and put in place. And the thing that we're doing differently than a lot of other cities is we're not waiting for the plan. We're getting our, you know, we are ready, shoot, aim. And I don't have any problem with that philosophy, because there's too many people around and too many cities and too many corporations that are ready, aim, 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 aim. Oh, yes, we're supposed to fire. Our job is to get off our butts and do things, and so we're doing that. You know, we've got 20, and now we're going to be able to add 6 more miles of roads that we can improve. As soon as we're done with Boardman Park and Little League Field, we go down to the soccer park behind Agua Caliente, and if we do anything as spectacular there as we've done up the we'll have some of the primo parks around. But I'm getting off the subject a little bit. The point is that the DIFs do not influence or affect the police or fire service. Not at all. We got 100% of what we asked for when we passed that for that service. The only way that I know of under state law to assess parcels equally using a different formula is under what they call a Proposition 218 tax. And that is one whereby only the property owners vote. That becomes an assessment on each parcel on a flat rate. It's not a flat. There's a formula: commercial, industrial, and residential. And that's a 218 tax. We didn't have that available to us when we did this years ago when we started. And I'm not so sure that that's the best way anyway, because I think the people who enjoy the services, who benefit from the services, are the ones who should be paying the tax. I wish we didn't have to go ask again. But it's necessary. And lastly, I'll just simply say, I think that for most people in this city, we'll end up with a lower property tax because of the adjustment in the assessed valuation.